Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Penny.
Hello.
Good morning, Penelope Noir.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
That's good.
Good weekend?
Yes, I went to see Emily Fairlight on Saturday night. She was amazing.
Tell me all about it.
It was at the Anthology Lounge.
Ah, I've got to go to the Anthology Lounge, actually. Check the Anthology Lounge out. Where's that? It's on K Road, eh?
Yeah, it's under, what's that name of that restaurant?
Koto.
Okay.
Koto. Yep.
Pasta restaurant, apparently. I haven't been there, but apparently it's really yummy.
Right on.
Where Rising Sun used to be.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I was like, okay, that's where we are. Right, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so it's got a really amazing view of the motorway.
Ah.
Like the good lights and stuff. But Emily Fairlight was amazing.
Wow, cool.
Like, I thought she was going to be good. I hadn't seen her before, but she blew me away.
Well, look, you're still stoked, aren't you?
Yep. Yeah, it was super cool. How was your weekend? What did you do?
I'm still freaking out you're wearing a blue top.
I wore this last time.
Yeah.
I'm really digging this blue jumper. It's like the best jumper I've ever bought.
Like me, you're really, this year, it's courageous with colour. I mean, I had a pair of, like, tanny, khaki coloured trousers last week. I wore for at least 3 days of last week.
Wow.
Courageous, eh?
That's really courageous.
I haven't branched out, but I did buy a sweater this winter made of the same stuff.
Yeah.
It's possum, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. It's possum. So good.
It's Layla Jacobs Azure. I think it's called a U-crop or something, but on me it's regular size. It's not a crop top. It's because I'm like 2 foot tall. So it's quite handy. But I'm just living in it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's like possum down, merino, and
Let's find
a
the
tiny
tag.
Bit of silk, like Luxe Airs, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. 25% New Zealand possum, 65% New Zealand merino, 10% silk.
Love it.
Is that the sort of voice one would use too?
That's what voice you have when you wear this jumper.
If you're going to splash out and buy yourself a Luxe
feels
thing.
Feels lovely.
Get this jumper. It's unisex. There's black ones too.
Price on
really?
Price on application.
I want to get the U vest, which would be a dress on me, and just wear that.
Like just that.
Just that.
Oh, my Lord.
Speaking of uniforms.
The thing I like the best about this radio station is the maturity.
Mm.
Really is. It's what keeps me interested, I swear to God. Come on, Penny.
So speaking of uniforms, I thought we could talk about French workers' jackets. Have you seen these?
Thank God, because when's someone going to bring it up? You know what I mean?
You've been thinking about this, haven't you?
I mean, yeah, well, so often we talk about recreational Belgian wear or the Germans and their sort of sleepwear. But no, never talk about French uniforms, do we?
No.
No, we do now, though.
Yes. So a couple of weeks ago, I was down at the Cross Street Markets, Search and Destroy and all that, and they actually sell secondhand ones, and I thought, oh, wow. I'm going to investigate those because people are quite obsessed with them. They're kind of like a hipster thing, you know.
Oh, I used to really dig uniformed, sort of, you know, old sort of, you know, just like old gas station. There was an era, you know.
Yeah.
The Trip Volume 2.
It's kind of we're kind of back. There's a lot of Coach jackets and a lot of Exxon Mobil kind of half jumpsuit type carry on.
Yeah.
But for the uninitiated, what is a French workman's jacket?
Yeah. Okay, so it's kind of a blue, like it can be anywhere from a royal blue.
Is it a jacket
to a navy.
That only you have to wear 4 days a week?
Well, they wore it in the factories in the 1800s in France.
Oh,
a jacket to protect their clothes and also kind of differentiated them from the foreman, you know, because they had that hierarchy there. It was probably made famous by Bill Cunningham, who was a high society and street wear photographer.
Not a French worker, obviously, with
no,
Bill Cunningham's.
But he loved them because they had big pockets and he could buy them for $20 and that was his uniform. So he used to go to these high society balls and wear them. No, to keep all his film and I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Because he used to ride a bike everywhere as well.
Oh, that kind of here now. Yeah,
there's a really good movie about him. And you can get kind of ones that range from, you know, the 1800s right up. So there's like 50 style ones, 60 ones, 1960s ones with like little Peter Pan collars and things like that. And they're made of canvas or cotton, but you can get moleskin, which is like kind of a heavy cotton, which is really nice and warm. Like
You can still get moleskin jeans, can't you?
Yeah.
But they're not made of the skin of moles.
No.
No. But it's amazing that they called it that, though, so that people go, oh, so it is like the skin of moles.
Yeah, because it's a little bit kind of touched velvety, a mole. Fluffy.
Touch a mole would be the grossest thing in the world, surely.
Yeah, especially those ones with the star noses.
Yeah, just...
They're adorable.
Have you touched a mole?
Yes.
A living mole?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Are they like...
Kids TV will do that for you.
Yeah, really? Well, it's supposed to have to, eh?
Do they bite?
They can.
They dig.
Yeah.
They just dig into you.
Yeah.
Dig, oh,
yeah,
burrow into your arm or something.
Yeah.
Can't see very well though.
No, the colour that Bill Cunningham wore the most was a kind of
quite a bright blue.
Yeah, royal blue. But they also come in your standard cargo green, yeah?
I haven't seen a green one.
I've got my old mate boyfriend's got one.
Khaki.
He's got a khaki one.
What I like about it though is the fact that it's so cool that you'd wear it, you buy it and then you wear it in, you know, and it would be all like right. You know, or you can buy vintage ones.
The worn cotton.
But they're very expensive.
You know what, it's not too dissimilar. You know the guy that used to be on Target? The guy that was the, and he had the blue coat.
You're talking about like a lab worker's coat.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's sort of like, I'm just sort of looking at how it would have been useful in workwear, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a short sort of cool.
Very clean.
Yeah, clean lines.
Yeah, right. So you know how like it's kind of a bit of a faux pas to do double denim.
Double denim.
Yeah.
Although apparently in the last year, double denim
throw up your guts. Ow! See at the Saxon concert.
Although, this is kind of like considered to be the alternative to that. So you can wear like this in jeans, you know. Mm.
So blue jeans. What kinds of jeans do you wear?
Yeah. Blue.
Yeah.
Those are
I mean, your blue jeans under that's going to look ridiculous.
Yeah, he's like got
a good
beige
sort of
and black jeans on, Bill Cunningham.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, other colours other than blue? Yeah.
Oh, my friend Alex has just messaged me saying, oh, hang on, what did he say? He said, aren't they...
Just interrupt the show, Alex.
Yeah, aren't they the dust coats that engineers wear? But I don't know.
Yeah, they're
slightly different. The dust coats that engineers wear are longer, usually made of cheaper cotton, usually a poly blend.
Yeah, I don't know about the poly blend.
Well, nowadays...
I'm not down with the poly blend.
The poly blend might be... I mean, that could be the way of the future, you know?
Well, they'll certainly last longer, but they won't age as nicely.
They won't get that nice kind of wear in the elbows.
And they won't breathe as well, Michael.
No, but I mean, look at a brand like Dickies. That was hard out workwear.
Yeah.
You know, and that's
still
good. And
that's cotton,
I remember going Dickies. Out... I remember a friend of mine, and I went, where did you get that cool denim jacket from? And he said, well, do you want to know? And we went out to the Dean workwear place,
yeah,
which was out in South Auckland somewhere, I remember, years and years ago. And it was like, sort of walked in there to buy it. Come look at your denim jacket. It's like, what number do you want?
Yeah.
He should have chosen it from the, you know, like it was a proper workwear place, you know.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and it was really cool, actually. It was a good purchase. And budget friendly too.
But, I mean, I think that's really cool, you know. You know, it's unfortunate that these French jackets are kind of like really expensive, so... Because people are buying vintage
French
ones,
start,
and they're kind
of
buying ones that are kind of worn in. And to buy a new one, it's about $200 or $300 if you order it online, because I had a look at that. But eBay,
expensive.
You can get them anywhere from, say, like 90 New Zealand up to about $200.
So are these that expensive because they're not made anymore?
No, they are made. They're still made in France. And so the ones I was looking at that are new.
In France, are they considered fashionable? I suppose everything's fashionable in France, eh?
I think they're still considered to be workwear, but they're hard wearing. So it's that fact that you kind
and
of buy it.
And we're in a scarf and boxes.
Right.
You know, it's almost like if you buy a wool coat, you know, you buy it and you expect that you're going to have that forever.
As global warming increases and escalates at the pace it seems like it's going to, all those clothes are going to be useless in the Northern Hemisphere soon.
Probably any clothes will be useless. It seems very hot over there. The other quite interesting thing is that apparently the French word, which I don't know what it is, the French word for the classic chore jacket translates as working blues.
Working man's blues.
You mean listening to or watching Alan Partridge?
I just... The in France they consider cool.
They're probably not even called French there, are they? They're just like working jackets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure, but there's a lot of sites.
She sort of ended up having to do a stopover. You know, you're off to some other country and you thought you'd be cool flying in your French worker's coat and end up doing a stopover in Paris and everyone's get mocked.
Yeah, like, oh, my God, someone asked you to carry the factory and hasn't
been a chance. Everyone's asked me to carry the luggage for them and stuff.
Isn't it funny, though, so much fashion, particularly when it's, like, reincorporating a uniform of something that's quite working class, it's always trying to buy into that authenticity.
Yeah.
And you spend hundreds of dollars buying into the authenticity of someone who's been working really hard 5 days a week for however many decades. It's a bit funny.
This is the thing. If you're going to buy a second-hand one, do you buy a second-hand one that's been worn as a fashion item, or do you buy an actual second-hand one that's straight out of the workshop? You know what I mean?
Well, lots of people are buying them and altering them. Like, see,
here's altering them?
Like, they're customising them.
That's dumb.
Yeah. So it's a picture of a guy that's wearing one, and he's changed the little buttons to massive buttons, and then like kind of patched it in all different kind of fabrics over the top.
Hipster in the heck out of that.
Yeah, it's totally hipstered. Yeah,
it looks like a hipster.
It's a nice shape though.
It's like a
yeah, I do like the shape.
You can see why it suits a lot of people.
I want one now that I'm wearing glue.
Slightly
I want
lower,
one.
It's like a slightly but lower, longer than the average coat, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably what.
Just below your hip.
Yeah.
Yet not a...
just covers the buttocks.
I can't remember what coats are called now.
Not a trench coat, is that what you're trying
to
say?
Well, a trench coat makes me think of...
Flashes?
Flashes, The Matrix and Destiny Church.
Wee! And Hugh Sunday.
Does he have a trench coat?
He does, he has an APC trench coat. Hi. Aww. G'day, Hugh.
Hi, Hugh, always listening.
I don't know if I remember his eye.
But what's this? This Layla Jacobs jumper has been the gateway for you into colour, and now you're looking at bloody French worker jackets. What's next, Penny?
Oh my God, I might rock a
Joseph's Technicolor dream coat. Lead performance. What's going on?
No, I do have like
rainbow earrings,
a blue Jimmy D, like silk.
Obviously, wear it a lot.
I've worn it a few times. I kind of rock it in summer more. Yeah.
Rocking, yeah. Mm. Haven't heard that term for a wee while. Rocking it. Yeah, like the way you're rocking it. You know. any questions for Penny? By all means, give us a call 309-3879. Otherwise, we will release you from your segment, Penny. And thank you very much for coming in. And we look forward to seeing you again next week.
Thanks.
Thank you very much indeed. Any questions? Penny, you're clear.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.